Good morning. It's 6:15 on June 21st. I guess the solstice was yesterday, but happy solstice, people. It's chilly this morning. The temperature says it's 73, but I don't think that's right. I think it's more like, let me check it here. Yeah. It's more like 60. Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong date. The time temperature, the weather widget doesn't update on my Android automatically, which is good. I don't really want it to, but I forgot to update it before I left the house. I thought it was like 60, 62 here this morning. Quite a chilly morning. I'm loving it. There's not a lot of smoke in the air today. That's also good. I think I'll be staying home today to write. I should go visit Brand this evening, but I've got another interview coming up tonight at 7 o'clock my time, which is right in the middle of visitation hours for getting over to Westminster and meeting up with Brand and having a chance to hang out. So we'll probably do something like plan for an extended visit tomorrow night. That'll be his last night here and our last chance to have a little sit down and gab. And I'll stay home today and write. I'll also have to go down to Who Else Books and pick up my books tomorrow. I haven't heard from Nina, but I'll go cruise down and see what's going on. One of the problems is that the bookstore is on the other side of Denver from Westminster, so I've got to do a lot of in-city driving in order to get there. It's going to take a lot of time. So I'll burn all of that driving all in one go tomorrow and try to get some words down today. I got some words down yesterday. I got 1,000 words. It wasn't a great day, but it was a day. It was a great day for publicity, for validation, if you want. The Eric Wex Greek Dad article came out yesterday morning. Anybody hear dogs? Is there a dog someplace? Anybody hear that? Maybe it was just me. Anyway, the Eric Wex article came out in Wired yesterday. It was quite a long piece, and he quoted me rather liberally and accurately, as far as I can tell. It was a very flattering piece. It was a very complimentary piece, so I'm looking forward to seeing what the effect might be. The sales rank has gone up on quarter share by almost 1,000. Well, actually, I think over 1,000. When we started, it was right around 4,000, and I think it's just gone above 3,000. So picked up 1,000 points in sales rank, which is 50 books a day, I think. At that level, I think that would be about 50, 60 books maybe. Perhaps not that many. It depends on what else is going on that day. So I spent a lot of time yesterday trying to get back into Zyferia's Call. And I think I succeeded. I had a chapter that I was half finished with. It's difficult for me to pick up a thread halfway through, but I think I did it, and I finished the chapter, and started the next one, and thought, no, because it was pretty late in the day, and I was pretty tired. Not quite sure why I'm so tired. But it was also a pretty exciting day. I did a lot of social media yesterday that probably shouldn't have. Oh, God, excuse me, beg your pardon. I did get up this morning. The cats started jumping around 3:30. I ignored them until, oh, I guess it was close to 5 when I got up. Put the coffee on, had some orange juice. So I'm a little more awake than I was the other day when I just literally rolled out of bed at 6:30 and started walking. Had a chance to catch up a bit on my email and Facebook. See what's new on Twitter. Was listening to Coverville, an indie hodgepodge version, edition, where the only thing the songs have in common is they're all on the same show. I like those because they, you know, as much as I like the cover stories, as much as I like the themed stories, I really like the hodgepodge ones because I get a nice cross-section of music that I wouldn't otherwise have heard. So it's kind of cool. Oh, yeah. If yesterday was kind of gray, today is a brilliant day. In spite of the fact that it's, I said partly, I think it's actually mostly cloudy. There's patches of blue sky, but there's an awful lot of cloud cover. The sun keeps peeking in and out of the clouds. It's quite nice. And being cooler than 100 degrees makes it seem even nicer. Of course, yesterday only got up to about 77. It was a gorgeous day all day long. I spent most of it in the basement. I have to go grocery shopping today. I've eaten myself out of some of my preferred foods. And I'm gonna go get some more. So I will have to take a break sometime, probably just before lunch. I'll go down and pick up some stuff that I can grill. Pick up some food that I like. See how it works out. See what the timing for the day looks like. Got a bunch of stuff I want to do today. I really, really, really want to get my fingers in that story. I may have to do something drastic, like load it on my netbook and take it down to the coffee shop, because even though the family's not here, my internet connection is proving to be rather distracting. Of course, yesterday I had good reason to be distracted with the new publication out, with the new Geek Dad post on Wired. It's quite exciting around my house. So yeah, I'm rationalizing, scapegoating, pretty much anything you want to call it. I also seem to have the yawns this morning. I'm not quite sure why I'm not getting enough oxygen or something. I had an interesting conversation with a young writer, and in this case literally young writer, about detail and exploration. exploratory writing. And I thought it was interesting because I saw a lot of the stuff that I learned at the writer's workshop in the March showing up in the comments that I was making to him. One of them was this idea of false detail. And it always struck me as like, well, how can it be a false detail? What is this false detail? And that was apparently not, I wasn't the only one, because Dean had to explain that like four times over the course of the week. And he finally got it to the point where he said, look, if I read your sentence, the tree stands on a hill. What's in the reader's mind is the reader's tree and the reader's hill. But you don't want them to have just any old tree and any old hill. You want it to be your tree, so that anybody who picks it up sees only your tree. That everybody who picks it up doesn't see a different tree, they see the same tree. And that's what I mean by a false detail. If anybody picks it up and replaces what they see with what they think and not what you think, it's a false detail. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Because I write with a lot of false detail because I really want the reader to put themselves into the story. And I think that having false detail sort of like a backdrop is pretty much, I think that's pretty much okay. But I describe Ishmael Long with a lot of false detail. He's slender and kind of short. And a couple of people have dinged me on my use of the metric system. When he calls himself a meter and a half, which is really not so much his height as his perception. Because he's really like 175 centimeters, which is not 4 feet something, it's 5 feet and short. But I did probably have the weight wrong, because I think I had like 80 kilograms, and that's wrong. It's more like 50. But part of it is really a commentary on how we refer to ourselves. And unfortunately, there wasn't any way for anybody to actually find out what his real height was. And so from that perspective, I kind of dropped the ball. Because while I knew, I didn't make it possible for the reader to find out. And so that was a good lesson for me. It was a 2-star review, and they promised never to read any book I write ever again. And okay, if this was the level of detail that's going to pop you out of a story, then yeah, probably just as well. Obviously, I didn't write a compelling enough story to have you slide by that without actually really noticing. So I'm interested to see how much, if any, staying power this Geek Dad blog post has. It's not like it got written up in Wired magazine, which would have been very cool, but still, I'll take it, because it was very complimentary, and it was quite a lovely review. I've sent Eric thank you, so we'll see what happens. So I'm real happy with the beginning of the new beginning of Ravenwood. We've already had one instance of problems, and we're about to cast a little spell because it's the vernal equinox, the spring equinox, and it'll be the last time she does any kind of ritual in the village, I think. I'm trying to think of what other kinds of rituals she might do, but can't think of any. Actually, I can think of one, and perhaps she'll do that. Okay, more stage business. What I think of as stage business isn't, you know, something, so give them something to do on stage, which is actually a good idea. But it's really, how do I show them exercising their character? What kind of person would do this? And if it's this kind of person, how would they respond in this circumstance? And so I try real hard to find ways to get people to do things other than talk, so that they're engaged in some sort of character, some sort of setting, idea, even while the story is moving forward. So we've got to get, I'm at the point where Tanith has agreed to go, and she's going to take Rebecca with her, and Frank is going to drive them both into town with their first wagon load of clay of the spring. And that'll come right after the equinox. So we have to get her packed up. We have to get the turnover, the transition from having her be a resident of the village to not. I think it's going to work out. I think it's going to be a very cool story when I finally get this sucker done. I'm really not quite sure why this is taking so long. I wrote 70,000 words in like 5 days. I've had 4 days, 3 days here. Well, this is Thursday. They left Tuesday. I've had 2 days here. No, I haven't. I've had a day. I've had one full day. Tuesday was only a half a day. And that was taken up mostly by a large swatch of it. It was taken over by driving over to Westminster to visit with Brand. So, yeah. I guess I shouldn't beat myself up too much. I managed to get the story loaded. I did get a lot of audio work done on Tuesday. I don't have any audio work to deal with. Well, no, that's not true. I have to edit the audio for Dan Sawyers. And I've got one more little bit of that. I have to get a copy. He sent me a link to a YouTube video, and I think I can get the YouTube video to play on my phone. So what I'll do is I'll plug the Android video, the YouTube video, into my phone and put my earbuds on under my cans so that I can hear the hymn playing and I can sing along with it karaoke style and just record my voice. I think I can do that. It's probably going to be terrible, but it doesn't have to be anything other than an old man singing a hymn. So, okay, I'm an old man, I can sing a hymn. Alrighty, I made it. Full cycle. I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow, uh-oh. All right, I guess it's recorded. I had a screen up that asked me to rename the file as I'm recording it, and I was afraid that it had stopped recording. But apparently not. I have 20 minutes and 27 seconds showing on the countdown timer, so I must have been recording the whole time. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I will talk to you then.